Scottish country dancing classes are coming to the Meridian Community Centre for the first time this January and February. When I suggest to friends and others they consider Scottish dancing, the first thing I hear is, "I'm not Scottish, why would I want to do that?" says Jean Rittenhouse of Fonthill. Next would be, "It's too physical," or something like, "My knee hurts." And then there's the mental thing, having to remember the steps, concentrate on the music, etc. "I don't think it's for me." Rittenhouse, who is the current president of the Royal Scottish Country Dance Society's St. Catherine's branch, and an advocate for the benefits of Scottish dancing, says, "I believe that when I started dancing my brain came alive." That's a pretty strong endorsement. And that's the thing, every reason that one might not want to try Scottish country dancing is a reason to try it. This too is a bold statement from someone like me, the kid in grade 8 who had to take a magic marker and scribble right and left on the toes of his running shoes before mandatory dance classes in phys ed. A study by Susan Dewhurst, University of Cumbria, Lancaster, England, compared the benefits of Scottish dancing to other forms of physical activity and exercise for older women. There was no sedentary control group, all participants were exercising in some manner and in good health. Two groups of healthy women, one aged 60 to 70, the other 70 to 80, were assessed for body composition, which included skinfold thickness, waist-to-hip ratio, and body mass index, BMI. Also included were measures of functional ability, such as the time it took to walk 6 meters, how far one could walk in 6 minutes, the time it took to rise from a seated position and walk 2 meters, lower body and shoulder flexibility, and static balance. These senior-specific tests were designed to reflect daily tasks such as crossing traffic or getting out of a chair. Each age category was further subdivided into two groups. One group were longtime Scottish dancers, the other group were non-dancers active in walking, yoga, swimming, and other exercise-related activities. For the younger group, those 60 to 70, there were few differences in the results. Health benefits accrued to both Scottish dancers and those doing other types of exercise. However, for the older 70 to 80 group, the results were clear. Dewhurst's study states, while older dancers, 70 to 80, performed similarly to younger dancers, 60 to 70, older physically active non-dancers performed poorer than their younger counterparts. It was discovered that body composition and postural stability stayed the same for dancers and non-dancers, but older non-dancers showed reduced ability in the locomotion-related functional tests. The study indicated Scottish dancing reduced the age-related fitness declines which women in their 70s would usually expect, and concluded, "Scottish country dance can delay the effects of aging on locomotion-related functional abilities. The pace is lively, or fast, depending on the level at which you dance, and contributes to cardiovascular health and endurance. The constant footwork and intricate body movements, twisting, turning and spinning, improve balance and coordination while working more muscle groups than many other traditional exercises, which improves strength and tone. Scottish dancing is low-impact exercise which is not hard on knees and other body joints, making it suitable for all ages and fitness levels. Cognitively, the complex footwork and body movements are mentally stimulating and way more fun than Sudoku. Social interaction is intrinsic to Scottish dance, and being part of a group supports our sense of belonging and community, both important as we age. A lot of the guys are engineers because of the patterning in the dancing," says Rittenhouse. "There are two basic steps when we dance, but the rest of it is thousands of pattern variations on 20 or 30-ish basic formations." The classes at the Meridian Community Center are scheduled for Wednesday mornings from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock, January 8th to February 26th, and are oriented to beginners and those interested in learning Scottish country dance. A teacher and other experienced dancers will be there. Comfortable soft-soled shoes are recommended, but kilts and partners are not required. There is an information poster in the lobby of the MCC, and more information may be found at http://www.rscdsstcatherines.ca/. Pre-registration is required before December 20th. Rittenhouse re-emphasizes that Scottish dance does not require one to have a partner, unlike ballroom and some other genres of dancing. If you've lost your spouse or your partner isn't interested, you can still do it because throughout the evening you change partners every dance. The evening she is referring to is the regular Tuesday night classes held in St. Catharines from September to mid-May each year. These beginner-oriented classes begin at 7 p.m., and as the evening progresses the dances get more difficult, providing the more experienced dancers more enjoyment. This format allows a smooth progression for dancers to advance their skills while maintaining the social contact for all. Age is not a factor when enjoying Scottish dance. RSCDS St. Catharines has 86 and 91-year-old members, and a young Brock exchange student, who started dancing in Germany. He contacted us before he even came, says Rittenhouse. Nor is being Scottish mandatory, all you need is a love of dance. Scottish dancing is a worldwide phenomenon on many levels. Members of the Buffalo, New York RSCDS branch join the St. Catharines group frequently, and Rittenhouse herself has danced from Madeira, Portugal to Italy and beyond. If you'd like a change from visiting Florida or the Caribbean this winter, Wellington, New Zealand's RSCDS branch offers their annual summer school program this year from December 28 to January 5. Who knows where your Scottish country dancing might lead? The MCC classes sound like a fun opportunity to get involved.